Bill Peduto easily won renomination Tuesday for a second term as mayor of Pittsburgh and an easy path to re-election in November. Allegheny County Executive Rich Fitzgerald was among Peduto's supporters at his victory party. Fitzgerald sat down with 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin to discuss his partnership with the mayor, even when the city and county's priorities don't always mesh.
His first 3+ years in office have overlapped a portion of your first term and then early in your second term. How would you describe that relationship with the mayor's office in general and Mr. Peduto specifically?
Well, it's a very good relationship between me and the mayor. We've had a good relationship for a long time, and we meet 2 and 3 times a day. We're together at different events. We talk all the time. And our administrations also, my chief of staff and his chief of staff, the county manager and his director of operations, and on down to the directors, work together on public safety, public works, parks. We have a very similar outlook in how we try to govern, making sure that we're professionalizing our various departments, that we're responsive to the community needs of the constituents. And I think when you look at the results, you know, getting almost 70% of the vote in a 3-way race with a couple of significant candidates against them talks about where people think this city is going.
Must the two offices, the two executives, the chiefs of the city and the county work together?
It works better for the region when that happens. There have been most times in our history where that did not happen and you had conflict. And when you have conflict, what typically happens is the outsiders, meaning Washington, Harrisburg, businesses, tend to walk away. They tend to say, you guys figure that out locally, and when you come together to some agreement, we'll find out what we want to support, whether it's a transportation project, whether it's an economic development project, or whether a business wants to locate. They want to know we're working smoothly together, and I think that relationship has borne benefits for this region and for the city and the county in general.
What about formal strategy meetings, long-term meetings? How often do you get together? What's on your mind when you do that?
We get together formally, I guess you would call it, once a week. But yeah, there is a long-term strategy. And Mayor Peduto really is a visionary mayor. He does look at the long-term growth and the way the city's going to operate and the way the neighborhoods are going to benefit. You know, he has a way of saying, you know, he knows Pittsburgh is moving in the right direction and moving in a forward-thinking, futuristic way of developing, but we also want to keep Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, and the mayor says that all the time, the traditions that make Pittsburgh special.
Okay, you can't always agree. So what happens when the counties, your interests, and the city's, Mr. Peduto's interests, clash or don't mesh?
Well, we tend to do those disagreements in private, and we don't you know put them out in public and start criticizing each other. And again, I think they're very minor. I can't even think of very many over the last 3+ years that he's been mayor, and even the 5+ years that I've been executive. We've worked together on a whole lot of things, whether they be governmental issues, policy issues, political issues.
If Mayor Peduto does indeed win re-election, what do you hope to accomplish in the next couple of years? And of course, if it goes beyond that, if you decide to seek a third term and are successful?
We're really talking about improving transportation as we grow again. The BRT, which we're really excited about, to really link the two largest job centers in our region, downtown and Oakland, talking about continuing some of the neighborhood improvement in neighborhoods that have not seen the great developments that have happened in places like East Liberty and Shadyside and Lawrenceville and North Shore and Southside. We want to make sure some of the other neighborhoods that have been left behind see that benefit. The mayor is realizing, and I am realizing, that we still have a lot of work to do. There's a lot of old infrastructure here. I mean, for 30 years we didn't invest when the city was in a declining state. So road work, bridge work, sewer lines, water lines, utility lines, gas lines, electric lines, et cetera, all that infrastructure that needs to be improved, streetscapes, sidewalks in a lot of neighborhoods. We've got to continue to invest and make sure we're providing the infrastructure that we need for the next couple of generations ahead.
Mr. Fitzgerald, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure.
Allegheny County Executive Rich Fitzgerald speaking with 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin.